Dear saints of Hanover, grace, peace, and mercy are yours today from God your Father and from your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I am privileged to bring you greetings from Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Fargo, from our administrative pastor, Pastor Bernie Worrell, from my wife and family, from two children of this congregation who attend Emmanuel now, Diane Heagle and Karen Hintz. And I bring you greetings on behalf of our campus ministry, Lutheran Student Fellowship at NDSU. Today, the church asks the question about our existence and about our work, why missions? St. Paul says it out, spells it out in Romans 10, so that all may believe, that all may receive his riches and be saved. It wasn't really until seminary I attended with Pastor Heidi that I realized that the word salvation was related to that ointment that my mother put on cuts and wounds, salve. We put on a salve when we need healing, when we need help. That's what missions is about. That's what the gospel is about. It's God's salve, his healing for sin-sick souls. And that healing medicine has touched our lives. And we see that there's more work to do. As Isaiah says, that all nations may see his righteousness. I'm honored to be invited to share with you about God's work, his mission of salvation in the little corner of earth that I work in normally, in North Fargo, and at the NDSU campus. This, we believe, is vital work. It is necessary for the souls to which we've been entrusted. As an illustration, allow me to take you to Exodus chapter 32, where Israelites, having been led out of Egyptian captivity, have heard the voice of the Lord at Sinai and received his Ten Commandments. While Moses was up on the mountain receiving further instruction, details from the Lord concerning their worship, about their journey and their mission towards the promised land, the Israelites became impatient. They grumbled and they demanded from their second in command, Aaron, a more tangible picture of God and his strength and his presence. They called for a graven image, a golden calf, an idol fashioned after the manner of the nations. And after giving up their gold jewelry and after Aaron formed it in the furnace, they worshiped. They called that calf their God, their Savior. And they had a festival. Not a mission festival celebrating God's righteousness, but the work of their hands. It was, from its very conception, flawed. For they are not following the call of the Lord, but they were returning to the ways that they had learned in Egypt. They were returning to what was familiar, comfortable, and ultimately fatal. I recently asked a Lutheran NDSU graduate what he really appreciated about our campus ministry. And I wasn't trying to put him on the spot, but his body language revealed that he was embarrassed. And he said, you know, to be honest, I really didn't participate much in campus ministry. Now, I know that was the law working on him, as it works on all of us, but looking back in pictures now, I see that to a degree, he actually was involved. And I believe what he had to say to me that day was very actually insightful. He said, "Pastor, I didn't really participate because it was easier to follow the herd. It was easier to go with my friends to the Roman Catholic Newman Center. It was easier to go to the emotional Pentecostal group, Chi Alpha. It was easier to do what I suspect most college students do, sleep in, rather than attend to the matters of the soul, to the living Word of God." Frankly, this man is not alone. I've been serving at Emmanuel and campus ministry in Fargo since last June, and I've met dozens of LCMS youth who come to college in Fargo who haven't heard about our campus ministry. They haven't visited our congregation. They haven't connected with us, and they may attend worship when they go home, but it's not really on their mind when they're at school. So I'm here this morning, dear Christians, to enlist your help. Are there any children of this congregation attending NDSU or MSUM across the river or Concordia? Please let them know that we exist and that we're there for them. Do you have any grandchildren attending NDSU? Do you have any friends with children or grandchildren attending? Mention this mission festival to them. Do you have anybody in your orbit, in your sphere of influence, away at college? Have you asked them about their spiritual life? About their prayers, about their worship? Is it time to call and check in? Isaiah was speaking to us when he cried out, "For Zion's sake, I will not remain silent. For our children's sake, for the next generation of Christian leaders' sake, let us not remain silent. We have work to do." And I talk about our campus ministry not to boost our numbers, not to toot our own horn, but I really believe it matters. Campus ministry mattered to me. It helped keep me faithful. It helped me be reminded of who God was for me, what I was called to do. Campus ministry made a difference for my wife. Campus ministry, Lutheran ministry, gives a faithful teaching, as Jesus tells us to do, of the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. We exist in Hanover and Fargo and everywhere between and the worldwide to vigorously proclaim the gospel, the good news that God freely forgives sins for Jesus' sake. God has placed us in these places to cry out, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come in Jesus. The Lord has sent his Son to proclaim repentance, to face our death, and to rise on the third day." Our churches teach that the resurrection is a historical fact and that it is a present reality received and experienced by all the baptized who believe in his name, who trust his word. We proclaim that at the last day, all nations will be raised and will stand before the Lord. And the only way we will stand now and then is by grace. A grace that is offered freely today to all nations and to you. We all need it. And college youth today urgently need it. I was doing campus ministry 10 years ago, and it is amazing to see how much it's changed. 10 years ago, when we had a Bible study, college students brought their Bibles to Bible study. Now, they bring their smartphone. 10 years ago, we would talk about Bible stories like Noah, Abraham, the mission of St. Paul, and generally, students knew what we were talking about. Now, not so much. Our youth need to be exposed to the ABCs of the faith, and we need to be there so that college students who are on the periphery, who are asking questions, would know that there is a God and that He made them and that He redeemed them. And our young men and women who go away, they need the Lord's word for guidance in vocational discernment, with friendships and tensions, with the romantic relationships, with school-related stress, sexual temptation, and substance abuse. In the past 2 months, we've had 2 college-age students with suicide attempts. Our youth need to know they are not forsaken, but their Lord has called them and that He delights in them and rejoices over them. If you're ever in North Fargo during the week on a Sunday, you would be most welcome to visit us. Lutheran Student Fellowship is not a large organization. We are small, but we are mighty. And it's been tremendous to see our students, our Bible studies during the midweek end at 9 p.m., but they've been staying later and later and later, 9:30, 9:40, and finally I say, I gotta go. But they're happy to be together because they're friends in the gospel. They are happy to be there and at the divine service because there they have learned that the Lord has set them free from guilt and shame and fear and anxiety. We've got a mission, and we're slightly subversive when we do it. NDSU recruiters go around saying, come on, join the herd. But I get to go onto campus every week and say, hey, let's leave the herd. The herd doesn't always have your best interest in mind. We get to say, let's leave the herd and let's receive a family. Our symbol of strength is not a bison, not a calf, it's not a hawk, it's not a Viking. Our symbol of strength is a man who faced the cross for us, who died on the cross and went to the grave for us. He's our strength. He's our salvation. He's our healing. He's given His church a mission. And that mission, His joy, is ours. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.